السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ الذی ہدانا لہذا وما کنا لنہتدی لولا ان ہدانا اللہ. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد. Respected elders and brothers, we are in the Islamic month of Sha'ban, and few days time will be in the blessed month of Ramadan. I have recited a verse of the Quran from para 2, ayat number 185, Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah speaks about the glorious Quran. In this month of Ramadan is the month wherein the glorious Quran was revealed as a guide for mankind, whose signs of guidance are absolutely clear. And the Quran Sharif is distinguisher between truth and falsehood, between halal and haram. So whosoever amongst you witness this month should fast therein, and those who are ill or upon a journey should count the same number of days besides these to fast. Because of sickness, illness, or because of traveling 78 kilometers or more, a person could not fast. And after Ramzan, the sick person regains his health and the traveler reaches destination. They just keep qaza of the fast that they miss in the blessed month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala desires ease for you and desires not hardship, and that you complete the period and glorify Allah for His guidance, for guiding you, and that you show gratitude, make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The glorious Quran in the blessed month of Ramadan, from it was revealed to the Lohe Mahfuz, to the protected tablet, and then over a period of 23 years, via the angel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, the glorious Quran Sharif was revealed to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Ramzan is a month where we read Taraweeh in the evening, and we know in the Taraweeh Salah, Allah accepts the sacrifices of the Hufaz of the Quran, who recite beautiful Quran. And very, very important that our normal Faraz Salah, Sunnah Nawafil Salah, 20 rakats of Taraweeh, we must do our ruku and sajda correctly, properly, slowly. Ta'dil arkan is wajib. There's a very senior alim from India, Manan Abraul Haqsaab Rahmatullah of Hardoi. I happened to visit him also in the month of Ramadan. And he had a majlis in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And in his majlis, I heard it directly from him. He used to say, "We are insan, we are not angels." And as insan in a 24-hour cycle, we need 6-7 hours of sleep. We fast during the day. There's virtues of eating sahri. There's virtues of breaking your fast quickly. And if Allah Ta'ala made somebody sick, he can't stand and read salah, he should sit. And can't sit, could recline. But he's saying the love of the Quran demands that the Quran should be read properly with tajweed. Sometimes people want to read 10 paras a night, or in 3 nights they want to finish the khatam, or some in 2 nights read 15 paras a night. I read directly from Mawlana Abrar Haq Sahib. He said, if that hafiz can read the 10 paras slowly, properly, and the musalli is behind, can do the ruku, sajda slowly, properly, not rush up and down, kiss the ground and back to town. The only focus is just to finish that 20 rakah, just to finish that 10 paras, no matter how they read, ya'alamun, ta'alamun. So that is the disrespect to the Quran. But I'm not taking any hafiz's name. I'm not mentioning any particular masjid or any particular masjid, madrasa in South Africa. I'm just giving general advice, what I heard from a very senior alim, that the azmat of the Quran demands that it should be read slowly, properly. If you can't manage to read 10 paras, go somewhere where they read 1 para or 1 1/4 para or 3 paras, whatever. But don't make a mockery of the Quran and read the Quran anyhow, and the mockery of the salah where the ruku and sajda is done very, very fast. May Allah protect us. Second is that the month of Ramzan is few days away, but the 15th night of Sha'ban is very close to us, also a few days time. The posters are on the masjid notice board that few people who are not forgiven on this blessed night. One is a person takes intoxicants. It does not mean that only 15 night of Sha'ban or the month of Ramadan we abstain from alcohol, drugs or any type of intoxicants, and during the course of the day go back to normal to your haram habits. No. Every day of our life we must abstain from intoxicants, alcohol, drugs, even the green grass, etc. May Allah protect us. Second is maintaining family ties. We have to maintain family ties every day of our life, and not only in the blessed days, days of Eid or days of 15th night of Sha'ban, etc. Every day try to be good with one another. Also, it is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, males to have the garments above the ankles. Even the long kurta and trousers has to be above the ankles, especially during the time of our salah. Now, to fast in the days of Sha'ban also is good. 15 Sha'ban, there are virtues of it. But let's speak about the month of Ramadan, that certain wrongs we do that could destroy the rewards of our fasting, the rewards of our Quran tilawat, etc. Let's read the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It mentioned in the famous hadith kitab Nasai, Rasulullah said, fasting is a shield as long as one does not tear it. Another hadith reads, Allah has no necessity for a person to leave eating and drinking when he or she does not abstain from false speech and sinful deeds, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. We read another hadith. Hazrat Abu Hurairah reported that Rasulullah said, there are many fasting persons who, because they indulge in backbiting, illicit acts, and haram deeds, achieve nothing from the fast except hunger and thirst. There are also many persons who perform tahajjud salah, late night salah, in the month of Ramzan, we get up for Sehri, and to read tahajjud salah is also very easy. But because of vanity and show, achieve nothing thereby except the difficulty of staying awake. Mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, page 177. Now, the other verse of the Quran, what's the object of fasting? Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. all those that got iman, Allah has made fasting compulsory upon us so that we develop the quality of taqwa. The simple meaning of taqwa is, out of the sincere love of Allah, we abstain from sin. That I love Allah, I must do such action that is beloved to my Allah, and that will take us to Jannah. And the two organs, if we don't look after, مَنْ يَزْمَنَ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْ أَزْمَنُ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned, whoever controls their tongue and the private organs from adultery, zina, homosexuality, lesbianism, etc., all kabira, guna, then Jannah, paradise, will be our abode. Now there are certain times during the day, certain months during the year, where Allah's mercy descends. In the month of Ramadan, we are fasting. We need to do four things in abundance. Recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in abundance. Recite Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah in abundance. Ask Allah to guide us to do such action that will take us to Jannah. And Allah must guide us to abstain from those sins that will take people towards Jahannam. One is making dua that we want to go to Jannat, and we're making dua to abstain from Jahannam. But we must also do those good actions that will take us to Jannah and take us to and protect us from Jahannam. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَى. Whosoever out of the fear of Allah abstain from sins, Jannah, paradise, will be our abode. Second is that, one is when we are engaged in some good a'mal, our tongue, eyes, ears are under control. For example, when we come to the masjid for a daily five salam, we are reading salaya, somebody is engaged in zikr, Quran tilawat, there's no time to talk. But after salah, sometime outside in the parking lot, or sometime family and friends get together over a cup of tea, or sometime Saturday night we're having a braai, we spend 1-2 hours in the braai and talking and gossiping, that time could be spent more better. Especially in the month of Ramzan, we sleep early, we can get up for tahajjud, read Quran. And to control our tongue, we control our mixing with people. And we know in the last 10 days of Ramadan, the many virtues of making itikaf. One is one person from the locality to make itikaf in a big masjid is sunnat muqida ala al-kifaya. That if one person is almost wajib, if one person from that locality makes itikaf, then the people of the town will be absolved of their responsibility. And if nobody sits for itikaf in a big masjid, then the whole town will be sinful. We all love our respected ulama-i kiram. MashaAllah, if any masjid, the imams of the masjid, the ulama have Quran tafsir lessons, they have a zikrullah majlis, a 40 durood program, and our senior ulama of the darum, the ustad and principals of the various darulums, they have a special program, an islahi program. One is we have the outward sins, we know, to drink alcohol, listen to music, going to cinema, nightclubs, these are visible sins, going to gamble, that we need to abstain from. But there are other sins of the heart, like pride, arrogance, jealousy, hatred, malice. A person thinks very high of themselves and they go on the character assassination of others, like they think they already got the ticket of Jannat in their hand. Allah does not like pride and arrogance. Shaitan was a great abid. He used to worship Allah so much, but that created pride in him. He did not make sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salam and became shaitan. So whatever little good action we get tawfiq of doing, whether reciting Quran, zikrullah, charities, fasting, etc., attributed to the guidance of Allah. And innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqin. Allah accept the ibadat of the muttaqeen. One is the actions have to be done according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot read salah how we want to. We cannot fast how we want to. We cannot discharge our zakat how we want to. We cannot do hajj how we want to. And I have to make it very, very clear, the deviated sects, especially the Shias and the Qadianis, they show disrespect to the Sahaba. They show disrespect to the authentic hadith teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With the result, they don't read salah correctly. They don't fast correctly too. Shias break the fast 15 minutes after sunrise. The method of Taraweeh Salat is completely wrong. And everything they do wrong. So we can't follow the Shias in anything. And the Qadianis, Aliyazu Billah, they say there's another Nabi after Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Last Nabi is Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No Nabi after him. And from the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these noble companions were very pious. They should do ibadat at home and in the masjid. Today when we go home, we are behind the shaitan box watching films and watching sports and all that. So today 20 rakats of Taraweeh, Hadha Umar radiallahu anhu and the great Sahaba felt that the people are getting lazy. And then 20 rakats was inception from the time of the Khulafa'i Rashidin. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, you follow Quran, Hadith, and Mafus Sahaba, the rightly guided Sahaba. So we read 20 rakats Taraweeh. Until recently, 1-2 years, 20 rakats Salaweeh was read in the blessed cities of Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, etc. And the sect called Salaf al-Salihun. Salaf al-Salih means we follow our pious predecessors. The true pious predecessors are Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, Ali, the early Muslims. These Salaf al-Salih, they're using the title, we are following the pious predecessors of the past, but they're following the latest scholars for dollars who's promoting television, who's promoting professional sports in Makkah, Medina, who's promoting music concerts in the holy lands, and they say they are the pious predecessors. How can these are the predecessors of shaitan, following shaitan? They're not following no pious predecessors, they're following the desires, they're following the Jews and the Christians, and they're following the non-Muslims. May Allah protect us. The true pious predecessors, Salaf al-Salih, will read 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And we must look for those masjids where they read 20 rakats of Taraweeh and have love for those Hufaz and the ulama who recite beautiful Quran. And today the social media and the cell phone, everything they use and abuse. Most of the darulun have their websites and we have Wi-Fi and data. You can access the websites, masail of fasting. You can read the virtues of Ramzan, etc. So, but don't use it in the masjid during Faraz Salah times, during Taraweeh times. Taraweeh time, everybody leave the cell phone at home. Nobody bring it. And we know crime is high in South Africa. We can choose certain musallis numbers for an emergency. The women folk are at home and there's a crime incident. They can report to that number and we can respond to assist our mothers and sisters at home. Allah give us tawfiq. But the best is don't bring any cell phone and music ringtones are haram all the time. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of prayer.